Councillor Johnny McGuinness, one of the topics raised at today's initial Municipal District Council meeting was that of the provision of a wheelchair near Culdaff Beach. Now, you brought up the fact that the access paths to the beach are not in a suitable condition to be accessed by the public, perhaps even by walking. It's very dangerous. So what is your position on the matter? The wheelchair has been provided, but is it of any use?
Well, firstly, I'd like to start off and say I was delighted to hear the news today from Matthew Byrne, the Department of Environment, of the arrival of a motorised wheelchair for the Culdaff Beach, the Blue Flag Beach here. And I'd also like to congratulate John Reynolds and Kieran Devine of McGorry's Hotel for contributing towards the purchase of that. And it's a fabulous item that will make the beach accessible to many people who can't get down through the paths that are there currently. And also it will allow them to get into the ocean as well. So it's fabulous for anyone who has the needs for that type of asset at this juncture and at the beach here. So I would actually think that they would need to just make some repairs to the access at present, because it's impassable there from the large car park adjacent to the football pitch.
Yeah, so the state of the roads, you could describe perhaps the state of the paths and how difficult it would be for somebody with a disability, or indeed anybody, to actually access the beach from the main path from the car park?
Well, unfortunately, it's very tidal here, so we can have lots of movements of sand here from time to time. So what's happened is the concrete ramp that was there linking the pathway down to the sand, it had been undermined by the ocean, and you know, it may have been savable at a point, but we've passed that stage now, and the path has separated away from the ramp. So the ramp has kind of fallen forward, and the angle has obviously increased. So now it's actually, there's about a foot and a half, 2 foot of a gap between the pathway and the rampway. So if you were to step off the path onto that ramp, inevitably you're going to fall. You know, it's treacherous. So it's quite dangerous, to say the least.
And at today's meeting, you did raise the issue that even though the wheelchair had been provided, and of course it is a fantastic resource for the area and people visiting it, you mentioned that there was perhaps a lack of coordination in it was providing this resource, but also there was no coordination in what the state of the path to the beach was and everything else. So have you received any updates as to will there be any works done to repair the path, or is that all still very much up in the air?
At the moment today, it was the first time that I actually officially heard about it. So I was hoping that there would be some sort of a cooperation between the council and ourselves here, the Culdaff Development Association, and other stakeholders interested in providing proper access to the beach. I would hope that those repairs had been carried out even before the tourist season opened up, and we're already deep into the summer season already, where the weather hasn't arrived yet, but the people are already coming here. So, I mean, these works need to be carried out as a matter of urgency, and I would hope that would take place now, more so than ever, with the arrival of this wonderful resource, as you just said there.